Historians agree that it was the leadership of the United States that pulled the world out of the destruction that had resulted from the heavy fighting in Europe and East Asia during the Second World War. Washington not only poured capital into the war-destroyed countries of Europe as well as Japan, but also took the lead in creating global institutions that gave voice to all participants. That was then, but it is not the case now. Patricia Cohen of the New York Times, in a story titled, U.S. Primacy Under Threat in Trade War, worried that the global economic system that the United States has steered for more than three quarters of a century was animated by a powerful guiding vision, that trade and finance would be based on cooperation and consent rather than coercion. That system, for all its faults, entrenched the United States as the world's richest nation and its sole financial superpower. The role of law and the stability and trust that this approach generated helped make the dollar the world's go-to currency. In a detailed announcement made on April 2, President Trump issued an executive order on promised tariffs on foreign imports. Even before the announcement, the promise that these would be imposed had roiled the markets and dampened consumer confidence. Auto tariffs that went into effect on April 3 added 25% tax on imports of cars and car parts. The president had already imposed tariffs on Chinese goods, but China was not the only country that was hit. He announced reciprocal tariffs on major trading partners, including those in Asia and Europe. Trump's advisors, promoting the idea of broad tariffs, said that trade wars are necessary to correct decades of economic injustice, and that paying a bit more by consumers should be a matter of national pride. "We may have, short-term, a little pain," Trump said before announcing his wide-ranging trade plan, applying a universal baseline tariff of 10% to countries around the world, plus levies ranging from 1% to 40% on dozens of trading partners. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described the impact more bluntly. "For affected countries, including access to cheap goods is not the essence of the American dream," he said in a speech at the Economic Club of New York. He said that the American dream was about having good jobs, not buying cheap goods from China. However, economists differed in their assessment of the moves by President Trump. Eswar Prasad, a professor of trade policy at Cornell University, said, "The era of increasingly free and extensive international trade, built upon a rule-based system that the U.S. was instrumental in shaping, has drawn to an abrupt end. Rather than fixing that many U.S. trading partners took advantage for their own benefit, Trump has chosen to blow up the system governing international trade.